This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If I were you, advice from Juice. For when you're in a sticky sitch, Amir can be so coy. Next to Jake the Game Boy. How do I eat ass?
Mom, she does listen to me when I tell her to turn it off. Don't even turn it down. There's not a lot left, so let's just turn off the podcast, Mom.
It's too late. You already said you can't.
I will. I lick ass all day. I love it.
I loved that. I love Simon and Garfunkel. A wistful, nostalgic vibe to start the episode.
You got married to that song, we should say. The remix, which includes you talking about how much you love to lick ass, was your mother's song, actually.
Was it me and my mother's
song? Now everybody
song.
On the dance floor.
I at least would have walked down the aisle to that. But like, it's not really everyone on
she
the dance
gave
floor.
You away. Yeah.
My mom gave me away on the day to a song that tells her to turn it off.
This guy, Kyler, said, Jake's mom said her favorite movie is The Graduate, in which April Comes She Will is featured.
Mm, I love April Comes She Will. It's one of my all-time Simon and Garfunkel songs.
It sounds like the title was like a very Yoda-style phrasing. April Comes She Will. I guess it's about...
No, April come she will. April come she will. Like it's like the spring is gonna come. The spring.
Yeah.
Not unlike Dave Matthews in Satellite, where he says, "Winter's cold, spring erases, and the calm away by the storm is chasing." Yeah. Everything good needs replacing. Look up, look down, all around
Got
again.
It. Yes.
Not quite. Satellite. That song. That's how that one goes.
Right. Anyway, this guy's not as...
This one... Sorry, yep, go ahead. That's fine.
We go marching 2x2.
March is also featured in this song. Oh, wait, no, it's not, because it's... Yeah, no, it starts with April, and I believe it ends with September. Spring to summer and then fall.
Yeah, fucking months happen and then the winter goes away. I fucking get it. We don't need another song about it.
You know,
Jesus Christ.
Well, it's the seasons of life is what it is. You obviously don't get it because it's not just about weather. It's not just about fucking spring, summer.
Or fall. All I have to do is call.
Your old age and death.
Mm-hmm. And I'll be there. Yes, you will. It is May. Is there a song about every month? All right, let's start at the top. January.
There's not one about that. Song? No,
okay,
there's no
Feb. One. Moving on to Feb. A song about February.
You could do like a Valentine's Day type thing. Like,
yeah, but not really.
I'm sure there's like a Valentine or something.
March.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a song called
Marching
March?
Two by two? I don't think so. No.
Yeah. April, that's, we got April Come Shoe.
I don't think we have one. Oh, yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah. That's good.
May.
Yeah.
A song. Oh, yeah. There's that Lagwagon song, May 16th. Do you know that one?
No, I don't think I do. And there's
a punk rock song.
It's going to be me, but it's going to be May. Me.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Or name.
It's
so
got to be June.
Is there a June?
Is there
I don't
a
think
June
so.
Song?
Not June. A June one. No
Juno.
June.
No June.
Juno, that's a movie. No
July,
June.
July. Julie. Any songs about Julie or July?
July. No songs about Julie. There might be something about July.
Yankee Doodle Dandy, which is born on the 4th of July, which brings us to August.
August. Num.
There's the joke where you call something smoggist, which is like smoggy in August, but that's not
right.
A song. That's just like a
June
portmanteau
gloom,
I invented.
May gray, yeah. Smoggist. That's
September,
not.
Do you remember?
That's
the
good. And then, yeah.
September,
and wake me up when September ends. That's two Septembers.
Two.
Let's give one to August.
August. Wake me up when August ends. Yeah.
Yeah, that'll work.
And then we got October.
October.
There's no like song that goes October, October.
No, but there's she did the mash. She did the monster mash.
Yeah,
that's
a
Halloween,
Halloween
song, and
November?
Halloween is October.
Is
They're
there a
synonymous.
November song? A
no.
song that even references November?
No.
November's kind of a
so.
Non-holiday.
Yeah.
And then there's December. Wake me up when December ends. So
that's
December.
Good. Yeah. And there's also, do you remember
January,
December?
The 7th is not December. And is there a January song now that we're moving on?
I think there, no, no.
Yes, no January. What about a Feb?
Feb. Valentine's Day is in
That's
Feb.
True.
Is there
there's
a Will
no
You
like,
Be Mine?
Love songs. Yeah, no. I guess there's songs about love or girls or guys or whatever.
March.
43 straight minutes of this. April. We're losing our voices.
We still can't think of a song.
Okay, that opening theme song was written by Kyler. He's not a singer, but he is a podcaster. He has a history podcast called Death of the Roman Republic. Yeah, I guess there's a lot of similarities between that and America, so you can check that out. He's a huge fan. And he wrote this song. I guess he wrote the lyrics 5 years ago, but finally recorded it. So shout out to Kyler and shout out to Death of the Roman Republic.
Respect. Thank you.
Wait a minute. He's saying that the fall of Rome is similar in many ways to the... America's not going anywhere. We're still number one, right?
Well, yeah, but Rome was the goat for a long time. I think that's what he's meaning, is just that America is peaking, not unlike Rome peaked back in the day.
I don't see a world where I surrender my crown as the number one citizen of the number one country in the fucking planet.
Why do you think you're the number one citizen?
Because I'm basically the American dream, and I'm living
How?
In America. Because I was a complete rags to riches story.
You weren't. You were born with a silver spoon in your ass.
That's because I was a jaundice baby, and they thought that it would give me more iron to have a little spoon up my ass and a white light that gave me vitamin R, as in, are you free to hang out with me, nurse? I hit on a nurse
as an infant, as a jaundiced infant with a spoon in your ass. You came on to a nurse.
And by the way, for the first time ever, that infant closed.
No way.
Yes.
No chance.
We went out three times. Once on the 19th when I was a day, and then two more the following weekend after my bris. I remember that because we shared amazing kiss outside.
So you didn't
of
just close.
Israeli
you had you had a courtship. You dated.
Me and the nurse that helped the doctor deliver me
as you were less than a week old with a fucking like disease, by the way.
Yeah,
so you're not
I
even
know.
Like a healthy baby.
No, I was yellow.
Not
I
closing.
Guess she got off to that shit.
No way. No chance. I don't think
so.
By the way, how does this doesn't make you a rags to riches story, because it sounds like you started out like really peaking,
pretty baller,
dating an older woman.
Yeah.
Before you could talk or walk.
She It was 40
years your senior. Yeah,
I was zero at the time.
Yeah.
I was four, if not a day, and I was a day, so I was a day. Yeah, I wasn't four. By the time I reached two, I dated a shoe. I dated an 80-year-old
boot.
Sneak. Yeah. Anyway, all right. Shout out to Kyler. Thank you. If I were you, April, come, she will.
Yes.
This is If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the web, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
I am Jake.
And we got some questions. I don't know if you know this, but people have been emailing us for nearly a decade now.
Whoa. That's a long time.
And we finally got a question about Michael Jordan. It's like it took almost 10 years, but we got there.
We should Game Boy that to see if that's true. We might have gotten MJ. A couple.
Yeah, about Michael Jordan. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Michael. This is sort of a reverse Game Boy.
Right.
There's six questions, so pretty, the first one, but
less than one a year. That's interesting.
Yeah, and they were all during The Last Dance, I think.
Mm. All right, nice. Well,
did you watch The Last Dance?
I did. I loved The Last Dance. By the way, speaking of, I watched the whole thing. Even Jill loved it. Are you happy today? Are you having a nice day?
Because the Clippers were eliminated from the NBA playoffs last night.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the highlight of my quarantine.
You're glad. Do you think this is better than...
This is great for the NBA. It's great for the city. It's great for me.
Is it better? Is this feeling better than when the Lakers won?
No, but it's the closest. It's the closest secondary feeling is when your rivals lose. Yeah.
Yeah, especially because they were like doing really well. There was like a groundswell of support in LA. I imagine a lot of your friends giving you shit. You
right.
really hoping in your bones that they weren't going to win.
Yeah.
And you'd have to like, you'd have to play it off like you didn't care that much.
Right,
but you would.
Like whatever, it's just basketball, but inside seething. I will say I was happier last year when they blew it. This year they like overachieved. So they Clipper fans still leave the season with a taste of satisfaction, whereas last year they like choked and they were all angry and Kawhi was sad. And now it's just like, yeah, I mean, Kawhi was hurt. We got far. Nobody thought we'd get this far without Kawhi. So it makes sense. So it softens the joy a little bit, but I'm still happy they didn't make it to the finals. Yeah.
And is Kawhi going anywhere? Like he's going to stick around, right?
Probably going to stick around, though contractually he can opt out of his contract. He has like a player option, not to get into the nitty-gritty of it, but if he wanted to, he could leave this year to Miami and just sign as a free agent if he wanted to. But odds are he won't want to.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Now, who do you want to win between the three teams that are left?
Atlanta, Milwaukee in the East versus the Suns. I think I would prefer Milwaukee to win, but they also got their best player hurt, so odds are they won't even make it now.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do, they probably won't win. So, I mean, I'd be happy with any team left, just because it's like such a random team that was never really a Laker rivalry. So I'm not like mad if the Bucks or Hawks or Suns win.
I see. All right, cool.
I also have this Chris Paul rookie card that will hopefully go up in value if he wins a championship, because that'll make his case as like, you know, the fourth best point guard, more solid. So his value will go up. So I have some rooting interest there.
I see. Very cool.
Yeah. But yeah, happy that the Clippers lost for sure. Absolutely. LA hashtag our way. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Okay. Now let's call this guy Steve Kerr, who played with Michael Jordan.
Nice.
Hey guys, I'm from LA, longtime listener, first time caller, and I'm baller. I recently matched with this girl on Bumble who highlighted in her profile that she played/was a fan of basketball. Hey now. We got to talking about the Lakers because that was her favorite team. Hell yeah. Soon after, she asked me what team I support, and I tell her it's the Houston Rockets, to which she responds, hey, MJ played for the Rockets, so that's pretty cool.
Huh.
Dot, dot, dot. What? I don't want to be that guy, but is this grounds for early termination? To put it plainly, if I had to make a study guide for basketball category Jeopardy questions, this would have been covered on page one. Am I being a diva or is she just being coy? Big time buckets and goat show and NADPOD fan. And Jake, congrats on yet another golden mic streak, nothing short of a dynasty. When will Amir learn that his irreverent and frankly tacky behavior will continue to net him turdies? Toda, love, Steve Kerr.
Nice. Cool. Very cool. Thank you, by the way.
Yeah, thank you, by the way. Is this grand?
I'm just saying thanks.
I know. You gave yourself another fucking award. Congratulations. Let's not even harp on it.
I actually didn't give myself an award. That one was given to me by Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr. Nice. That's pretty cool. Awesome. Nice.
Yeah.
So anyway, is this grounds for early termination?
I don't think early termination. It's unfortunate that the moment has passed because now you can't go back and correct this, you know?
I mean, maybe he did. Maybe he's like, no, Michael Jordan never played.
He wouldn't get it. Yeah, he didn't allow it.
Do you know the two teams Michael Jordan played for, or do you only know the Bulls?
I think I know the other one. Didn't he play for the Magic after the Bulls?
He did not. So this is a good example of someone not necessarily.
Is he a part owner of the Magic?
That's actually quite enough.
Didn't he have something to do? Did he have something to do with the Magic?
He played against Magic Johnson. So maybe that's what you're thinking.
He didn't have anything to do with the Orlando Magic.
He did not.
Okay.
That's fair.
All right.
But basically, what I'm saying is casual fans like Jake don't necessarily know the entire filmography of these players. You don't have to Google it. You absolutely don't have to Google it. I see you typing away. He never had anything to do with the Magic. That's quite enough.
Oh, I know. I see. Now I see where he went. Good stuff.
Another fantasy team. Instead of the Magic, he played for the Wizards.
Does he have something? Does he own the Wizards now? Some portion
he's
of the
part
Wizards?
Owner of the Charlotte Hornets.
Thank you.
Because he's from North Carolina.
I see.
And, you know, the Rockets did win a championship in the 90s, so maybe that's why her brain got all, like, melded. It was, like, 3 Michael Jordan championships, 2 Rockets, 3 more Michael Jordan. So, like, if you're going to confuse Michael Jordan playing for one team, it would probably be Houston. They're also red, same jersey color as the Bulls. Obviously, a basketball fan would be like, how dare you think that Michael Jordan played for the Rockets? But I think this is close enough and confusing enough, and it happened 30 years ago that it's not grounds for expulsion, or what did he say? Dismissal.
I think that's the other thing. Like, she might be a current basketball fan. Like, I'm not a basketball fan, but I know more about current basketball than I could possibly know about, like, 90s and early 2000s basketball. You know?
Yeah. If you become now start learning the history of the game. You sort of just like remember what you watched when you started watching.
Yeah. Those are the things that are locked in your brain. So she might just be a new fan of basketball.
Yeah. Although she did say she's a Laker fan. So I assume she's been a Laker fan her whole life. I mean, people who from LA are truly, they bleed purple and gold. Those are real basketball fans. Any other fans of any other franchise, odds are moved to LA with a vendetta or like a black heart and decided to almost jokingly in a trolling fashion, quote, root for this cursed franchise that I don't know if
did
you noticed,
hate the Clippers
never made
this much when I liked the Clippers? When I liked the Clippers, did you hate the Clippers this much?
No, it's a new rivalry for Laker fans. It stems from Kawhi choosing them over the Lakers, and then they had this whole like billboard campaign of like LA our way, streetlights over spotlights. He owns this city. This is the real team now. We're here.
We
own LA. And then they lost and the Lakers won, and so like this created this like haha FU rivalry style relationship.
Now I see. Okay.
Yeah, but When you liked the Clippers, it was like Lob City and the Lakers were terrible, so we had nothing to hate. It was both teams weren't good at the same time.
Right. All right, cool. No further questions.
So, yes, I don't think this is, quote, grounds for early termination. It's fun, you know? She's a basketball fan, you're a basketball fan. Enjoy it.
Yeah, definitely.
especially now that she's a Laker fan and you're a Rockets fan, you're going to have to start rooting for a winning franchise. The Rockets are one of the worst teams in the NBA with really no path out of that for the next half decade.
What happened there? Because like at one point it was James Harden, Chris Paul, Rockets were like favorites to win the championship. And that was like 2 years ago.
That's right. They traded Chris Paul.
What happens?
They traded Chris Paul and two first round draft picks, kind of mortgaging their future for Russell Westbrook, who was a terrible fit. Then when they got there, Westbrook and Harden were worse than Chris Paul and James Harden. So much so that they had to trade Westbrook for John Wall, who's like this even worse version of Russell Westbrook. And then James Harden became so disgruntled that he requested to leave, and they traded Harden. So they went from Chris Paul and James Harden to neither of them, and they got John Wall and a bunch of like pieces that didn't necessarily formulate a basketball team. Then they wanted the number one pick in the draft, so they purposefully sat players, and they lost like 38 of their last 40 games.
Jesus. And how high up in the draft are they?
They got the second pick. So there you have it.
Not even number one.
Not quite number one, but hopefully someone who's half as good as one of the players that left 2 years ago. But yeah, it happens fast like that.
Damn.
All right. Let's take a break. Answer some more questions on the other side of these messages.
Yeah.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp, you just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura. And we're back. Jake, do you have any?
Oh, it's a little sooner than five.
Yeah, I vaguely I do. I want to encourage people this summer to be out and about. How does that sound?
Like not shelter in place, lock down, stay at home, continue the quarantine?
Well, I guess when you put it like that, I don't really want to go on record in any way. But just what I've been doing more is, you know, like I used to, either I'm at work or I'm at home. And if I left, it was to run an errand and to return to my hole. Like, I need lunch. I'm going to go out, pick something up, bring it back, eat in front of my computer. I'm going to get coffee. I like run the errand, bring it right back. Right. And now just with the nicer weather, I'm sitting outside. I'm sitting in front of the coffee shop. I'm taking my lunch break. I'm eating outside. And just really nice things have been happening. I've like run into two or three different friends in the neighborhood. And I think having run-ins, seeing people that you love unexpectedly and catching up for a few minutes is just does so much for your mental health. It's really nice.
That's a very New York thing too, because everybody is in a condensed area. I don't know how much I'm running into people if I just, you know, went to Whole Foods and then ate at the table out there. But I mean, I guess it's in play.
It is in play. So many people in your neighborhood go to that Whole Foods. I ran into people at Whole Foods just when I was grocery shopping.
Yeah. And then even if you don't run into other people, you're saying just the sheer fact of being outside, getting the sun, getting the vitamin D is, you know.
Yeah. Being out and about, it's nice.
What are you doing with sunscreen? Are you applying liberally, conservatively, or none of the above?
I put on sunscreen every morning before I leave the house. I'm putting SPF 60 on the face.
Yeah, I need to do that too. I mean, I keep hearing how important it is and that I need to do it. And then it's not part of the routine and I don't think about it.
Yeah, it's part of my routine now. It hadn't been before. Yeah. But I've been riding my bike too much. I've been outside too much. It's also insanely hot. You feel your face burning out here, so.
And are you putting it on your hands, arms, legs?
Not really. I guess I put it on my face, and if there's some left over, I rub the excess on the arms. But that has not been a high priority. It's more about the face.
Is it a moisturizing sunscreen, or are you making sure that it's good for, like, specifically face?
The questions
sunscreen?
Are getting a little invasive about the sunscreen. They're
asked
getting
and answered.
It's a little much, but if you must know. If you absolutely have to know, it is if it's moisturizing. Yes. Yes, it is. It's a fancy sunscreen. And I think that's actually quite enough on the sunscreen. Yeah. Is it CeraVe? Yes, it is. Okay.
Is it specifically made for your face? I was going to say. Or is it just sunscreen that's whatever? Put it anywhere you want.
It's face and body. The full kit and caboodle.
That's really nice. And I assume it's not a spray. It's a lotion.
I really think we have to move on because this is getting... You're grilling me. I feel like I'm getting... Despite the sunscreen, I feel like I'm getting the third degree burn style line of questioning. It's an interrogation. And it's not a spray. It's a lotion. It's a cream. I put it in my hands, I spread it around my hands, and I put it on my face, and I put the excess on my shoulders and on my arms. And I feel like you're about to ask another question, and I don't think you have to. I think you have enough information.
That's right. I do have a twofer, ears and neck. Are they getting lubed up?
I do a little ears. I do a little ears and a little back of the neck. And I think... Now we've
In
covered.
Fact, I know.
We've literally covered everything.
Not everything. Yes. Not everything.
Yes, we have.
You put it on quickly, like you don't like the smell, and you're like, ugh, like one of those.
I actually
people.
Love the smell.
Are you like
I'm obsessed
slowly,
with the smell.
Like massaging it in? Yeah.
It's a ritual. I do slowly massage it in. I mean, not like sensually and slowly like that. It's not like it's a suntan lotion commercial, but yeah. I like the smell. It smells like lemons. Yeah. Now, we're running like, out of time. It's even
you strike me as someone that's not comfortable with the ice. Like, you're learning how to do it as an adult.
It's not.
Like, you're not just, like, uncomfortable, like, doing it like, oh, this has been, like, a whole life practice. You're
okay,
like,
so that's not even
oh, a, I put too
now
much.
We're not even asking a question. Now we're not asking a question. You're just, you're trying to tease me. You're trying to tease me for some reason. Is this why you mined me for information? So you could do this little gimmick?
I'm just joking, man. It's funny. It's good. I need to do the same. I'm excited that you kind of are speaking to sun care. That's really important.
That's a turdy.
Oh my God. I backed off instantly. I said what you did was good, and then I was ready to move on. It seems like you were hell-bent on that award, regardless of what I said. You wanted me to keep going. I didn't. And then at that point, I guess you had made up your mind. It was too late to turn back.
Accept the award and move on. If you want to do a quick thank you speech, feel free. What you did was you made a goof of skincare. And I don't think that's healthy. I don't think that's good. And I actually think it's tacky.
I know you do. I know you do. Asshole.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a question from a 21-year-old who, much like you're suggesting, is going out almost too much.
Ooh, interesting. Let's hear
it. So why don't we call this guy Black Jack, because he's 21.
Nice.
I'm a 21-year-old who just graduated college, writes Blackjack. In my younger years, I have been known to talk to / hook up with multiple girls at the same time frame / friends with benefits and booty calls. It's all good and fun, but now I'm 21 and I'm starting to take girls on more dates, going out for drinks, barcades, etc. Shout out to the Goat Show.
Nice.
My question is this. How many girls is it fine to date at a time? I know it's a pretty broad question that will be different for everyone, but I would love your guys' perspective and experience when you went through this phase. Thanks. Love the show, and I'm curious every week how Amir earns his turdy. So there you go.
Congrats.
This time I earned it because I, asked too many questions about your sunscreen or some shit. It doesn't matter. Like, you'll find a way to make it happen, basically.
You find the way to make it happen. I just dole out the award when it is earned. So congratulations if you want to say thank you, if you want to apologize. Either one is fine with me.
Yeah. I don't want to
either.
Do that. Of course I don't want to say thank you, and I really don't want to say I'm sorry on my own show.
Okay, let's just see if we can answer the question without coming to blows over this.
For me, two is the max. One is normal, and at two, it's a stressful situation. To add a third in this repertoire rotation, That's a little too much. And it also depends on what phase you're in, you know. Are you full-blown dating somebody? Because then at that point, one feels like the right amount.
Right.
Are you just chatting, texting? Because then you can juggle a little more. All it is an occasional text.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in between.
Yeah. There's a transition period from when you're, like, on the apps, you're trying to swipe everybody. You're trying to meet a lot of new people and chat and set up dates. And you have, like, a week with three dates where you're getting drinks with people, that seems normal. But yeah, if you are like dating someone, then it's a little weirder to be dating someone else.
Yeah. It depends on how far along you are along.
Yeah. I think it's a judgment call that you'll probably feel or should feel. I think even if you don't want to feel it, you'll feel it and you'll feel a little guilty. And that's kind of how you know.
Yeah, it's almost like talking to people is like, you know, only 1 out of 10 in progression. So you can like do that with 10 people. But like once you get to like the 7 out of 10, you never want to go over 10 out of 10. That's a dangerous overflow.
Yeah, and you have to take into account what the expectation of the person the people that you're dating is. If you're dating somebody that seems like they're really into you and they're like wanting to see you more and more and go exclusive and make you their boyfriend, then yeah, it's like you probably shouldn't be dating multiple people at that time. You have to temper someone's expectations. You have to like kind of be upfront with people if you're going to do that.
Yeah. And then once you're like married, like you are, you're definitely not like married to anybody else. No way, right?
I'm not. I have a secret family, but my wife in that family left me. She has a new man.
yeah, I'm sorry about that.
So my secret family has a
stepdad. You can meet a new man in New York. You can meet a new man.
Right. Yeah. So I have a secret. I have a secret son, secret ex, secret ex's new guy, and then his kids. So I have secret stepkids that are really like my kids because of the amount that I have to babysit those kids. And then of course Jill has her flings, her side piece, her main dude.
That's not you.
And then
her main dude is not you.
I'm more of the secret side piece. and we only really talk these days on her Finstagram.
fucking convoluted, messed up situation. That sounds really unhealthy. It's going to blow up.
It's toxic. It's toxic. I'll be the first to admit that it's toxic because I see her on Maine, on Instagram Maine, out in Maine with Tucker, with Travis, with Travis's niece, with Tucker's nephew. Yeah, they take trips with their kids. And their siblings' kids, and it looks nice. So I just have to slide into the DM on the Finsta on the low and see what's Gucci. And it's not always, things aren't always Gucci when I do that, because I can ruin a vacation by just asking something as innocuous as what's up. And that's on me. So I have to talk to Sheila, my ex, who's with her new man, doesn't want to hear from me. And I end up babysitting. That's what I'm saying. Because I have a kid with Sheila. But then she has her new man, as I mentioned, has two kids.
And how many?
Yeah.
How many is too many? So for me, I said two is maximum, three is too many. You clearly are operating in a different universe. So for you,
I have two, but between them, they have three. Four if you count me, which Jill doesn't. Sheila... I was going to say also doesn't.
Doesn't, yes, I know.
Unless you count me as a babysitter, because I am watching our son and the two others on the day.
Yeah, got it. Okay, so yeah, two different options. As long as you're being honest and open with everybody, it shouldn't be an issue.
Expectation set. That's big. Yeah. You got to expectation set.
Yeah. And you don't want to feel overwhelmed yourself either. Blindside any of these people. Okay, let's take a break one more time and answer more questions after these massages.
Ooh.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And we're back.
Hey!
We got a question that's not necessarily in our wheelhouse, but it was written in such a humorous way that I thought it would be funny to read it at least.
Wow. All right. By all means.
It's like the opposite inverse of the last question writer. This lady is a 21-year-old female. So we'll call her Black Jacqueline.
Nice.
Black Jacqueline writes, longtime listener, I'm 21. I'm a gal that likes gals, and I want your advice on how to get chicks. I've been with a few, and my number is not impressive, but is to be respected. While I realize nice. Asking two guys on the internet how to get a girl is odd, Jake is a pimp and a cool. I'm bi, so lesbians don't really give me the time of day, and when I'm with other bi girls, they always top. What do I do? I want / need dis. I like them thicker than a Snicker, so sure our size difference makes them think they should be on top, but they need to know I'm top dog, woof. I'm vaxxed, waxed, and ready to get some ass. I live in LA, so I thought I'd be drowning in pussy. Again, I'm just reading this. I would never say this crass word out loud.
Yes, you would.
She continues, a gold mine, gentlemen. Then again, she says, and I am only reading, I don't mean any of these things, but a thick clit for this wet slit makes me hop into bed in a minute. I suppose my question is, how do I get more girls to sleep with me and let me be on top? Put me on blast as much as you want, but remember to give me advice. Ta-da. Fan for life. Love, Black Jacqueline. And I will say, this is the most recent question we got. So this is like super topical. She emailed yesterday.
Whoa. I love the reference of roast me as much as you want, but don't forget to give advice. I remember
that.
You needed to remind us. Okay. I mean, first of all, download Orion, right?
Yeah, dating apps are a great way to meet people who do want to date, and the expectations are built into the profile, including on ours.
Yeah. I mean, you download Orion, make one of your profiles, one of your profile images, this email that you wrote. I feel like you're gonna meet some people that can appreciate your sense of humor at the very least.
Yeah. You put that entire email in your bio, and you should be good to go.
And just like I said, I think you got to be out and about. If you're vaxxed, if you're feeling ready, then hit the scene. And I mean, we had spots that we like to go. Are they still doing Booty LA?
Yeah, they should be. I mean, I don't know if it's fully back yet, but things are starting to reopen. If indoor sweaty dance clubs are not open, then they will be soon.
Yeah. And until then, just see what's popping like outside in a park at events.
An outdoor rave.
Yeah. It's weird to be out there in the beginning, but it's going to feel better and better. And I think like even pandemic aside, it's always like weird to put yourself out there and like get drinks and try to meet new people. But once you do, you will never, ever regret it.
Have you done the indoor sweaty dance club since you've been back? Since New York has been vaxxed?
I guess. I mean, not like sweaty dance club, but that wasn't... I've been to like two crowded bars now. Like,
okay, that's a start.
Yeah, yeah. Like a couple, actually. Probably like two or three bars where... Went inside, no mask, order at the counter.
Wow.
Wait in a line for the bathroom.
Don't give a shit.
Classic old school style. Yeah.
Yeah. But not sweaty, crowded, can't move, constantly touching, rubbing elbows against people.
I mean, near enough to, like, I think it was last week, the bar that I was at was like pretty crowded and, some dude was like getting past me and he put his hand on my back and it was just such an insane, unfamiliar feel. Like, you know, we used to be at a bar, it was crowded. It's like, you're constantly just like sort of like lightly brushing people aside to get through. Like the idea of a stranger's hand on my back, just like brushing past me. I was like, whoa. But then as it happened, I was like, oh, this is really nice contact.
Smelling somebody else's BO, knowing that you're within viral load distance.
It was great. And it, like, also just like not having, I feel like even I've been inside at restaurants and stuff, like, or gone up to the bar to order a drink and take it outside or something, all with a mask. But now, like, the bartenders weren't wearing masks, just like standing at the bar waiting for a drink.
And bartenders, like, not.
No. And nobody sitting at the bar is in a mask. And I'm just like smiling at people sitting at the bar. It's really nice. It's like,
damn,
making human connections again.
It's all part of your unsolicited advice, seeing people again. Do you find yourself drained socially, or you're energized by it?
I think I'm energized by it. I get energy from seeing close friends, drained from making small talk and seeing like acquaintances and stuff. But
yeah,
in general, I'm pretty happy. And the nights are still ending earlier. They're ending at like 2 or 2:30, and where they used to be like 4 or 5.
Jesus.
So it seems like a nicer. Yeah.
2:30 still feels very late for me.
Yeah. Well, you're going to come back. Have you been to a bar?
I've been to restaurants.
Inside restaurant?
Yeah, indoor restaurants that like have drinks, but I haven't been to a bar just to go to a bar.
Mm-hmm. Is that on the horizon? You think you're going to do that anytime?
I don't know. I have no plans to. I have, what I've been going to more often is like anybody born in May, June, or July is like, oh, we're having a birthday party. You're coming over. We're having a social event. So like every weekend, mm-hmm. it feels like the bar mitzvah circuit again. It's like we have a party at 10 and then one at 4 and then one at 10.
Yeah. That's good shit.
Yeah. So that social events are back. I haven't been necessarily to an indoor.
Like house parties.
Yes, exactly. House parties. Apartment parties.
That's good. That's solid. Yeah. It's a start.
All right, that's it. Thanks for questions and theme songs. You can send them all down to ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. And as always, we are doing weekly videos on our Patreon still, patreon.com/JA.
That's right.
You're coming to LA soon. For the first time in a year and a half, we might be able to record one of these in person.
Yeah, I'm about to book my ticket, actually. July 14th, I will be there.
Bastille Day.
Yeah. Why do you think I'm coming?
No.
Yeah, I love to celebrate Bastille Day in LA.
Oh, the band Bastille.
Yeah. What's
French holiday about the storming of the Bastille? Yeah, it has nothing to do.
The walls come tumbling down in the city. Yeah, Bastille Day. I will be there in LA blasting Bastille from my pickup truck. Yeah, what's that?
Does that mean you're coming? You're going to be in LA for your birthday? Because if you're coming on July 14th, and I'm going to make you do a mandatory 2-week like hotel quarantine situation.
Yeah, you're
that
not
means
gonna.
I won't see you until the 29th, and then we might be able to shoot that week, which would bring us to August 5th, 6th,
I mean, even
7th-ish,
then, even if I were to do that 14-day mandatory quarantine, which is not mandatory, it's not mandated by anybody except for you, and you have
just
no power over me. You couldn't make me do that. Even if that all happened, which it won't, July 29th, I would still only stay for a couple days. I wouldn't be there on my birthday. I'll be spending that with my ex-wife and my son. And Jillian and her side piece and her main dude.
Yeah. No, I get that. Okay. So you're not going to need this. I got you a hotel near the LAX, Sheraton LAX.
Right. Yeah. I wouldn't need 2 weeks in an airport motel that you got me. That is a waste of your cash and a waste of my time. Though I can't imagine it's that expensive because nobody wants to stay near LAX.
That plus actually daily testing starts.
It's not even
pretty pricey.
What you did isn't even thoughtful.
I got you 25 rapid COVID tests. Each one costs $59 from an Abbott lab.
You spent a ton of money.
I took resources from a school. They were testing teachers with these lab.
They
kits.
Needed that. They needed that. Not me. Not
and
me. I've been vaccinated.
Okay. All right. Yeah, that makes sense. How many vaxes? Just two then.
How many vaxes did I get?
Yeah, the two shots. Just the two.
Yeah, the two shots.
I'm going to need you to get that third prick.
Another booster. I am not doing anything.
I need you to get the J&J.
You need. I'm not doing anything you need. Okay? That's not how I live my life. By your needs. Would it be?
No, I guess not. So what I did was I ended up getting all of the above. That way I'm every little article that says like Pfizer does this, Moderna does that, Johnson & Johnson. I'm like, check, check, check.
You
check,
also got check, the check. AstraZeneca. You got
I
the
moved
AstraZeneca.
To get
yes.
yes.
That's right.
And I'm eating well. I'm eating healthy for that. So I have natural immunity to boot. And did I mention I've gotten COVID thrice? That's four times.
That's not bad. That's
and
not bad.
Rice. all right. I already said where you can email. The opening theme song was that April Come She Will.
Mm-hmm.
This closing one is by our old friend, Don Kianian.
Yes.
Who made a Yugo-style song for us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So enjoy this Don Kianian rendition of Yugo style. Any word on if I can come back as Yugo for on Not Another D&D podcast?
Yeah, we were talking about having you on a holiday special. So come Christmas, we'd love to have you back.
Well, there's a bunch of holidays coming up. I think a Yugo-themed 4th of July.
I think that spacing Yugo out once every other year feels good to me.
Yeah.
Yugo is a lot to be around.
Yugo is, sir. I is.
Both of you guys.
Yeah. All right. I bet. All right. I'll see you guys.
Yugo hit different.
Yugo's a problem.
Yugo's a style. Yugo style. Yugo is intuitive, and Yugo is justice. I'm a slippery little Yugo. Yugo's style. Yugo style. Yugo is rich. Yugo is intuitive, and Yugo is assisting the death of countless others. I'm a slippery little Yugo.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.